Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive into classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Jeff, we're covering the King of Hearts, Owen Hart, the legendary cage match, brother versus brother. I'm pumped for this one. But first,
rematch.
Yep. How the hell are you doing?
This is good. We got do we even say we're at the very start of the road to Survivor Series? Is that a thing?
Like, well, considering Survivor Series kind of sucks most years, I it's not something I'm excited about.
Yeah, we've got a few others. We got the NWA Empower, women's show. We've got All Out too in Chicago, which who knows who's going to show up at All Out. So I guess we're not quite on the road to Survivor Series yet. We can hold off a little bit. We got Extreme Rules is next. And so we got a little bit of time here before we got to say that. But other than that, man, I'm doing good. You know, just summer's wrapping up. I know you and me and our shoot jobs, we're getting busy, just, you know, things happening. So I'm doing good though.
All right. I'm pumped to cover this one. It is a very, very highly rated match. And I'm skeptical. Like, I don't know. I mean, with the confines of the old blue cage, you know that no one's getting thrown off the top onto a table. You know that they're not fighting on top. I mean, a traditional steel cage match being this highly rated, I find it hard to believe, but I love the feud. I love the build for this aftermath. But I don't know. I'm really excited and anxious for this one, but I'm skeptical. What about you?
Yeah, I think, like I said, we're in rematch season right now on The Payoff. And so this is another one where, like last week, are we going to be splitting hairs on some of this stuff? Like, it's hard to say. And so this is another one where we mean this when we say it, like we try not to watch as little of this or none of this beforehand. We have watched none of this. And so, we have not covered a lot of the blue cage steel match either. So I'm kind of excited about that as well. It's just a lot to look forward to on this one. It's really what it boils down to. And I don't fully know what we're getting into here. So, but hopefully it's good stuff.
We'll find out. It's time for the build.
Oh, it's time for the build.
So, great wrestling crowd, man. Chicago, United Center, August 29th, 1994, packed house, biggest show of the summer. Dark match, Adam Bomb defeating Quang, otherwise known as Savio Vega.
Upsetting that we would have missed that one for, we were still parking, but it happens sometimes.
We open up with the legendary tag team of Bam Bam Bigelow and Irwin R. Scheister, accompanied by Ted DiBiase, because they were both in the
Money Inc. Yeah.
Million Dollar Corporation.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Defeated the Head Shrinkers by DQ. God, why start a pay-per-view off of a DQ match?
Right.
makes no sense.
No sense, yeah.
Your women's champion, Alondra Blaze, defeating Bull Nakano, who's accompanied by Luna Vachon. It's funny how they called it the women's championship, then they regressed to Divas, then they got back to women's championships, thanks to the visionary Stephanie McMahon changing the future of women around the world single-handedly.
Yep.
Yes. Razor Ramon defeating Diesel to become IC champion in 15 minutes. Now, Jeff, I don't know, but to the best of my knowledge, Shawn Michaels is not on this show in a wrestling capacity.
Yep.
But Jeff Jarrett defeating Mabel was a match. Tatanka defeating Lex Luger was a match. The Undertaker versus the fake Undertaker was a match, but Shawn Michaels couldn't find a spot on this card.
This is also, so not only is it rematch month, it's also why is the main event match not the second to last match?
Yeah, like, so Tatanka defeats Lex Luger and turns heel and joins the Million Dollar Corporation. So that was a big deal. We can revisit that one. We watched that one with Tatanka a while back. Maybe we'll do that in a future episode. But that was an interesting heel turn. Lex Luger, man, you know, the guy falls from grace. You know, he goes from being the man at SummerSlam 93 to not winning the title to kind of winning the Royal Rumble with Bret Hart to not winning the title at WrestleMania 10. And here he is losing in 6 minutes to Tatanka the following SummerSlam. Ugh. Yeah. And then, so the reason we're here, the cage match, and then the main event, as I mentioned, the real Undertaker versus the fake Undertaker, 8 minute match, just an absolute disaster. And how that was the main event, I do not know. Basically, really a bunch of dud ratings for this show. The matches, Alondra Blaze, 3.25 stars, Razor and Diesel 2.75. But then the main event's really the only match that, the wrestling critics, seem to enjoy. So not a good show. Last week we covered SummerSlam 95, one match show. This year we cover SummerSlam 94, one match show. Go figure.
Yeah.
So the build, man, there's a lot going on with this one. This is some great shit.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, things going on, kind of stuff happening on this one. So yeah, just exciting. But so what do we got going on? You know, it's really starting at SummerSlam the year before, where you had Owen Hart with the Hart brothers. This was the Hart brothers versus Shawn Michaels and his Knights, not Jerry Lawler and his Knights, which we've talked about. We need to dig into this one. It's come up about probably 3-4 times. And so you don't have to like it, but one of these weeks I'm going to sneak in the Hart brothers versus Shawn Michaels and his Knights match, and we're going to cover it. And so,
and that was like I forget how long that match was, but it was way too long. It was like a 26 minute match or something.
Right. And so you had kind of, as I saw it kind of listed online, there was miscommunication within the Hart team, of course. And so this one, you know, the lead up to this was, you're supposed to have Lawler and his Knights after Brett won the King of the Ring that year, kind of crowning him as the true, or, you know, Lawler wanted to know who the true king of WWF was. And so that's why those guys were kind of fighting at this point. But Michaels being a part of this match at this point. And so, but you had really Brett, he was on the outside of the ring. Owen ran into him. Owen lost, you know, got distracted by that, got rolled up by Michaels and ended up getting pinned. And so, but, you know, even though they won on this one, that you had Owen interrupting Brett and, you know, really going at him and kind of verbally attacking him and kind of giving him the business verbally. So, so already starting to show some cracks there and kind of what was happening and what was going on and kind of things were happening, which for the record, Tom, that was a 30 minute match. The Hart family with Shawn Michaels and his Knights. So you're welcome. So
how?
Yeah, I know. So we've talked about a little bit before on this one. Of course, we had the, you know, these guys kind of starting to come back together over the holidays, actually taking on the Quebecers for the tag team championships at Royal Rumble 1994. But it, kind of a stoppage during that match. And then you had Owen turning on Brett, kind of kicking him in the leg, really beating him up, you know, kind of leaving him there. So I thought this was really funny because, you know, WrestleMania 10 was the match, you know, that we will be comparing this one to as they open that one. But I found it very funny because one of the write-ups on this one, as I was putting my notes together, it said Brett jobbed to Owen, which no, not so much. Not quite what I would call. I see you shaking your head.
I am.
Right. Like just ridiculous. And so they had, of course, one of the best openers ever, WrestleMania 10 on that one, with Brett losing to Owen, but then going on later that night to defeat Yokozuna for the WWF World Heavyweight Championship. And so You then, after this, a couple months later, we were at Mania. Well, Mania a few months later, more than that, we jumped to King of the Ring 1994, where you have Jim Neidhart aligning himself with Owen Hart at this point too. You had Bulldog with Brett, just kind of a little bit of back and forth there as well. And really, just these guys had been feuding on and off. You obviously had the WrestleMania match, the kind of allegiances split amongst the Hart family as to what was going on. And so I say, to quote, settle the feud. Booked them in this match at SummerSlam in the steel cage. And so just kind of an escalation of what had been happening and these guys kind of going at it. And then we get this match. So Tom, we'll keep
imagine that. Imagine that, a cage match to settle a feud, not because it was a themed cage match pay-per-view and we have to put people into Hell in a Cell who happen to be feuding at this moment.
I feel like someone on this show has suggested that before. I can't remember who. I mean, maybe he's at Payoff Tom. I think that's what he is. Yeah.
Well, drives me nuts.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there. So,
all right,
let's go.
Yeah. SummerSlam 94, 1 hour and 40 minute mark. They're in the ring. They're ready to go. SummerSlam 94 season 7, Jeff.
This is, yes, we had last week, season 8. This week we are season 7, episode 1. I don't want people getting confused. Yeah.
1 hour, 40 minute mark. Not the main event. I repeat, not the main event. Jeff, are you ready?
Let's do it, man.
All right. It's time for the payoff.
Ho! It's time for the payoff.
All right. So we're at, we got the, we talked about it a little bit. We got the blue cage. Where is the blue cage nowadays? Why are we not using the blue cage? Thoughts,
Blue Tom? The blue cage is in the archives or the warehouse. Whatever they showed on that FX show.
That is too, again, why we don't have a true, I don't care if it was in Stamford, Connecticut, I would find a way to get there. Why don't they don't have some kind of museum or something? Makes no sense to me, but, if they can bring back the prison, the Punjabi prison, they can bring back the blue cage. Like, you know, let's do it. So
do you know why they don't have one?
Oh, here we go.
Triple H's answer is that they always lose money and, you know, it's just, they just don't work. I think the Hall of Fames.
I thought you were talking about the cage. No, you're talking about the physical building.
Yeah, they just say they just lose money and it's tough to do. What he did allude to, and I totally agreed with, was, you know, we might have a chance if we make it like experiential. So it would be, hey, you get to step in the ring. Hey, you get to do an entrance and get filmed. So, you know, it's like, think of like, I'm sure you had like a science center growing up that you went to, kind of like that, where it's like, oh, we can do a bunch of cool stuff. And it's not just looking at stuff on a wall.
Kind of like when you and I had our day contract at the PC of cutting a promo here and there. Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you could do all that stuff, then it would be really cool. Plus the, you know, so like if you had like the WWE experience that was a Hall of Fame and there was stuff to do, I think that would work really well. So again, I'm just curious, how are we getting a all-time classic within the confines of the steel cage? I don't know, but we're going to find out. Very curious about this.
So we're getting right into it too. The guys were brawling as the cage door was shut. You've got Brett coming out tough, but now you got Owen kind of stomping on Brett, picking him up a little bit here, just to kind of ripping off the singlet as well too. Interesting. Don't see that very often, but it's just kind of locked up at this point.
Did you like that Owen dressed similar to Brett with the colors?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it made sense. And so
I agree.
Same with Jim, you know, and Neidhart. I think I didn't always associate the Bulldog with him because he was the one that had the, you know, the different attire, but he was such a part of this as well too. So it just, I think this, we hear complaints about this nowadays too, of like why they can't get matching gears on certain tag teams, or they don't come up with a theme for the tag team. It's just, or a theme song, excuse me. It's just one of the twos. Maybe it's like a mashup or something like that. Like they just can't get it right in that sense. And so, Stu and Linda Hart, ringside at this one as well too.
Helen Hart.
I'm thinking Linda McMahon. Oh my gosh. Internet, please don't come at me. Sorry. Like, I know we get caught up in the match. So
if you want to laugh, go find some stuff on YouTube of Jerry Lawler busting Stu and Helen Hart's balls.
Okay.
I mean, it is so good when he was.
Is this when he was on commentary? Like just
yeah. But then one time he like grabbed the can or grabbed the mic and like went in the crowd to start making fun of them. And he asked Brett ahead of time, like, "Can I?" And they're like, "Yeah, let it rip," because you know they're a wrestling family, so they're like, "Make it good."
See, and this was I think we've talked about it on the show before, but I always picture the Heart Dungeon is literally like it's I've been proven true. I feel like since like it's literally just a basement where Stu just let all these guys just kick the crap out of each other.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't nice, and the ceilings were low. It wasn't like that nice of a.
That's what I thought, like drop ceilings and stuff like yeah. that. Like I can't like that's where you cut your rope or you cut your chops on kind of becoming a wrestler. And it's almost comical to think like some of the best wrestlers on the planet, like ever in the history of wrestling went through that dungeon, and this is what we get. So in Brett and Owen at this point, like, these guys going at it. So yeah, both guys have tried to climb the ropes. Yeah. Climb the cage a little bit here. Get out. Yeah. Brett crawling to the door to try and get out, but then Owen diving, and stopping him.
Yeah. And was this a stop? Was the only way? Yeah. The only way to win this is go out the door or over the cage. So there were no pinfalls in this.
Yeah, so we got no referee in the ring, so no pinfalls on this one. Yeah, and so I would assume too that means no submission as well too, so that kind of puts Brett in an interesting position with the sharpshooter.
It absolutely puts him at a disadvantage.
Yep, absolutely. It's just all about that in-ring psychology, you and I, and so running bulldog at that point too from to Owen from Brett, and so good move.
So top SummerSlam matches ever. I got two lists pulled up real quick.
Let's do it. Okay.
Bleacher Report. Number one is Davey Boy and Brett at 92.
Makes sense. Okay. Back in the archives. Yep.
Two is what we covered last week. Sean and Razor Ladder Match 95.
Yep.
Three is this one.
Okay.
Four is Angle and Austin from 2001.
Which on our list, but not one we've covered. Yep.
And then five is the TLC match, Edge and Christian, Dudley's Hardy's TLC in 2000.
Which one we will see next week. Spoiler. Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
The other list?
The other one I had was, hold on, I got to find it right now. I had it pulled up and I X'd out of it. It was the WWE list.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And actually I have a third one here eventually, if you give me a minute. So the WWE one, they did not give, they just gave their top 10. They did not put them in any order, but I'll just share them with you. Yep. Cena Styles 2016,
which was, Brett, that was a fantastic match. Yeah.
Yes. Brett Perfect 91.
Also great.
Lesnar Reigns Strowman Joe 2017.
Yep. Yep.
Rock Triple H ladder match from 98.
In the archives. Yep.
TLC match 2000. Shawn and Triple H 2002. Which I loved. Brett Bulldog 92, Cena Bryan 2013, Rock Lesnar 2002, Brett Owen 94. So a lot of good SummerSlam matches, man.
Yeah, a lot. And I'm glad that we've covered 80% of those as well, too. We got Owen now is on the other side of the cage and Brett kind of holding him from kind of dropping down. Yeah, it's almost like it feels there's just so much wrestling to talk about. Like, it's great that we've got like the history we do. Like SummerSlam, it's just a busy season. We've got, after this week, we actually still have two more SummerSlam matches to cover, and so and then we start getting into, it feels odd to say, but we start getting into September at that point. And then we're mixing it up with, some different matches at that point, too. But it's just one of those where, yeah, like, it makes sense that, it is the kind of, in a lot of ways, the number two show to WrestleMania because, now the booking, not
big,
always.
Big drop kick by Owen. Drop kick,
yeah.
Did that kind of, I don't even know how to describe it. Like you're like back is parallel to the ground as opposed to the side. Yep. Yeah. Missile drop kick. Yeah.
Yep. And then an odd springboard to kind of get up and start to climb the cage. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, just, oh boy, kind of, he's horizontal to the cage now, trying to climb over the top. Just a lot of really good SummerSlam. And, you know, while, you know, the booking might be weird on some of these cards, and like even these 2 weeks, like the overall card, awful. But there's some absolute hidden gems in there that we absolutely have to talk about, because I mean, how could you not talk about this match?
So what are they? Now Brett's going to try to go out the cage.
Brett kind of climbing over Owen. Yeah. He's kind of straddling the top of the cage, and pulling each other's hair. Tell him, he bite him. He bit him. Yeah. Kind of. That was odd. A little bit of ring talk there, I'm sure, but also just biting the guy.
So they're both like on the, he's bringing Brett back in. Owen's kind of standing on the top rope.
This could look really nasty depending on how they fall, but yeah.
I mean, just kind of back and forth so far. No one really dominating.
Yeah, a lot of back and forth. Yeah.
It must be surreal for their parents to like watch these two headlining like in Chicago at SummerSlam. You know, when they were just wrestling in a territory in Calgary.
Right. And not just these. Oh, yep. There it is. A weird fall there. Yep. I think not only for the parents, but you got to figure for the two of them too. It's got to be like to think, hey, we finally made it to where you and I get to have, you know, we had our WrestleMania match. Now we get to have another match that we're kind of trying to up the ante. You figure that these guys really like, they wanted to put on a good show. They knew that they had the ability to, they more than have the ability to. And so it's got to be cool for them too, to be out there doing this as well.
Top SummerSlams of all time. I got a list here. SummerSlam 2002, which was Triple H and HBK, and then Rock Brock.
Yep.
92, Wembley Stadium.
That was good. Yep.
2000, which was that TLC match. Yep. Plus you had Triple H, Rock, Angle in a three-way.
Yep.
And then Shane McMahon and Steve Blackman. 13, which was Punk, Lesnar, and Cena, Bryan. And then I'll give you number five, 2008, which was Taker, Edge, Hell in a Cell, Cena, Batista, and Punk, JBL. So some interesting ones there, but plenty of good WrestleMania or SummerSlams there.
So, and I'm looking too, and just for
we got Jim the Anvil ringside as well. So I saw one of the Hart brothers, and I see Anvil, and the parents are there. So everyone's in attendance.
I don't want people to worry. We have another 32 SummerSlam matches that we could potentially do on our list. And so I'm not too worried about that. I always used to think one of the coolest things ever was when Jim the Anvil would twist and the beard. I don't know why, but I thought that was just like a cool gimmick to just grab it and kind of, you know, the look, you know, was just so cool to me when he used to do that.
I feel like you could pull that off. I could see you doing that.
I actually used to really like Jim the Anvil Neidhart because he was like, compared to the rest of our family, he was a bigger dude and I was a bigger kid. And so I actually related to him a little bit more, and seeing some of the stuff he did where he had like, it wasn't a gut, but he just had like a rock hard stomach and like was doing shit that was crazy. And so, yeah, you know, I'm currently shaving because I'm sure my girlfriend wouldn't approve of me, you know, growing out the Anvil Neidhart beard. Doesn't mean that I don't want to do it, but you know, it's one of those where I would absolutely love to be able to do something like that. He just looks cool as hell with the shades when he's doing it. Like, I could pull it off at the next conference we're at together. I'll let it grow out.
I got another, some data for you here.
Sure.
Let's talk some of the, cause we haven't covered Owen Hart much. He's working on Brett's knee. Now they're both down. Yeah. Really just a back and forth, man. It's a really good match. So some of the best Owen Hart matches in his career. And what's Jim? Oh, Jim the Anvil Neidhart is just outside just yelling.
Yelling.
So some of the best matches here. I'm just going through. So the Calgary Stampede match, or Canadian Stampede match, that got 4.25 stars. There's a tag match of Shawn and Steve Austin, Shawn Michaels and Steve Austin, defeating Davey Boy and Owen for the tag titles. That got 4.25 stars on Raw in 1997. Bulldog and Owen for the European title at a Raw taping. That was 4.5 stars.
Got it.
Sean and Owen had a 4-star match at In Your House 6 Rage in the Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that would have been the one before WrestleMania. I remember that match. Okay. And then these two matches obviously are up there. So some of the best of his career.
So I got some trivia for you, and we can ask the fans at home as well here too. While it was not a blue steel cage, when was the last time we saw this iteration of the cage?
I'm going to guess it was Austin McMahon at Valentine's Day Massacre.
They had painted it black.
That's right. Am I right though?
St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Yep. February 14th, 1999. And from a lot of the reading I was doing was because this, they changed. Whoa, hello. Brett going for what was it, elbow or something.
Yeah, back. Just I completely missed right it. Yeah, it looked kind of awkward.
But the biggest complaint was from the wrestlers that this cage was designed and it was very stiff. Like there was not a whole lot of give, which is why they changed to the chain link. And then of course they didn't start cutting the footholds either until a little bit later after this, but the chain link had a little bit more give than this one did. And it was just a little bit not as hard on their bodies. And so that's why they made one of the big change. But then also is one of the, one of the things I was reading was this, they felt like this was too cartoonish. And so they wanted to mix it up and do something a little bit different. So, yeah, which I get it. That makes sense. So now again,
oh,
good like spot.
Choking there. Him out on the cage.
Yep.
Owen just hanging.
Looked really rough.
Yeah. I know.
Good spot though. Yeah. Brett just dragging Owen back in. That was good stuff.
Yep. So this is the United Center where the Bulls played.
Okay.
Because remember later on, yep, they ran Chicago, they ran the smaller building. This was like the bigger of the two Chicago buildings. So people going nuts for Brett
climbing
right now,
quick. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
I get some sound here.
Owen pops up though, kind of stops it. Yeah. Wow. That was interesting. Yeah, that was a huge pop for Brett there. Yeah, trying to climb out.
Well, Brett, look, Brett's over. Oh, he's got him like holding him like a torture rack and then just dropped him. God, they're just doing a lot of really interesting moves. Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, you've heard me say this before, but it's just Brett was over. Okay. Brett was over. And they don't give him a signature win against Flair. They just do it on like a house show, basically TV taping, you know, he loses to Yoko, loses to Backlund. I mean, there's just so many times where they stopped and started with this guy and Davey Boy's there as well. Got all hands on deck from the Hart family, but yeah. I don't know. Again, I feel like I'd have a higher opinion of Brett if he was booked better.
You and I've talked about this a lot of just like, you know, how we felt about Brett and stuff like that. And it's, you know, it really screwed over in a lot of ways by the booking that kind of happened to him. But I agree. I think so too. And that's why, you know, people, I think too, whoa, hello, throwing Owen face first into the cage. That was stiff as hell. And kind of both guys kind of bouncing off at this point. Yeah. So now they're showing the crowd a little bit more here too, or at least like you said, like Davey Boy and Neidhart kind of sitting ringside as well as Stu and Helen Hart. You're welcome. Kind of sitting there as well too, which they will continue to play into these guys a little bit, you know, future story in the aftermath. So yeah, boy, they are popping hard every time that Brett gets close to kind of going over the top. And Owen just kind of, you know, stopping him every single time here.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of teasing of going out of the cage.
Yep, I agree.
Like a ton, and like on the ropes, bringing each other back. But oh, I guess, I mean, I guess it's like kind of like the false finishes of, you know, I mean, it's like their way of doing false finishes. But yeah, they're doing a lot of like big time spots. I mean, they're really laying it in on each other.
Mm-hmm. I love how Neidhart's not even like front row. He looks like he's about 10 rows back.
Oh, I know.
He's not even kind of hanging. He's just kind of hanging out doing his own thing. Like, that's kind of funny. What's he going? Power bomb here. What are you going to do? Pile driver. Yep. Oh, his head was out too. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I was looking for it like Austin too. That's rough. Yeah.
Well, that was the worst because he did like the tombstone, but then he didn't, you know, but he dropped on his butt. I mean, I don't know why he did that.
The sit out tombstone. Yeah, yeah. That's just rough. Brett Sully does look like he's knocked out. So these guys, I feel like we're moving slow at this point. Like both guys kind of trying to sit up. Like,
oh yeah. They're really selling it. Yeah. They're both. Yeah,
not able to get up. Doing a good job at Owen trying again here, but their timing is very good. Like, is, you know, Owen starts to climb Brett. Then he kind of rolls over and sees it.
Yeah, it looks natural, right? It doesn't look like it's like a spot. I mean, it just looks like they're both.
Yeah. It's
just flowing really well. No one really, I mean, a couple of times they tried going out the door, but not a lot of it.
Yeah. Very early on, there was the door, but now we're really kind of just trying to climb the different parts of the cage and that's it. And kind of get over that way.
You know, it may seem crazy that they had the main event of Undertaker versus Undertaker, but from what I remember, they really hyped that match. They really thought it was going to be something a lot bigger and better than it turned out to be.
Which, like, sadly enough, that is one of the matches I have on our list because it's one of those where doesn't mean it's good, but it is one that we should talk about.
Yeah, we haven't done any real infamous matches lately.
Yeah, we haven't had a stinker in a while, and I know, like, at least like through like obviously we're through August. I know September we don't really have any either. Maybe we got some Steiner math coming up in the future. You never know, but you know, yeah, October, you know, that had a lot of real shit matches, and so maybe that's what we'll kind of focus on. Is a, you know, week or two is just some not so great matches. So Brett, oh boy, this is good. So just beating the crap out of each other, like kind of
he is laying it in. Holy,
wow. Brett has got hands on the floor but can't fully climb out. Owen, boy, that was really impressive.
And I got my sound on. It's loud in there. I mean, they're into this match.
And this, the Owen and Brett, just they're just rolling around like they would have been in like the dungeon, just kind of pummeling each other on the mat. And there goes Owen trying to slide out. Yep. That was very good exchange right there. Yep. The Davey boy yelling from the corner, and then
he's just wearing a vest.
Yep. Yep. Slingshot. Here we go. Oh, Owen into the cage. Yep. Slingshot.
Yeah, I mean,
hey man, if you can pull off just the vest, man. You know, I wish I could pull that off.
I know. Yeah,
I'd kill to be that guy.
I mean, the crowd going nuts, man. This is a hell of a.
Yeah, everybody. Like, we got that hard camera side. Everybody's up on their feet. Great to see. You know, and then kind of back down. So now, yeah, Brett. Now that was really good. Brett crawling to the wrong corner, confused, thinking that the door was going to open and then realizing he's on the wrong side. And so, oh boy, that was a really cool spot. I like that. And then Owen having to dive to drag Brett back into the ring again. That was good stuff. I really
enjoyed it. Very good. Very good.
Yep. It's all the psychology. Like, you're so beat up. You got no clue where you're supposed to be going. And you find you're, you know, it's like going to tag the wrong corner. Like, just really good stuff.
I mean, Owen was just so good.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, and that's something we haven't talked about. We talked about on previous shows, like, obviously gone way too soon. Like, who would you have liked to seen him feud with? Like, who did we miss out on him feuding with, you know, before he died?
Well, athlete, you know, he was just such a good worker. So from a work standpoint, you know, more Shawn Michaels later on in his career when Shawn came back, Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, Kurt Angle, Edge. Those are some, right? Yep. I mean, just that whole crew.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Brett kind of charging Owen into the cage.
I got another Owen Hart list here for you. So their top 10 is WrestleMania 10, Canadian Stampede, Shawn Michaels at that In Your House 6 Rage in the Cage, which that'd be a good one for us to go back and watch. Yep. The Raw one that I was talking about with Davey Boy for the European title. This match was 5th. Owen, now, have you ever heard, this is a good one, have you ever heard about Owen Hart and the 1-2-3 Kid at King of the Ring 94?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
You're gonna add that to our list. So, but here's the thing. Don't ask me how I found it. I found a list of the top matches in history that were under 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, well, now I have to watch this match, right?
So when we already have that Owen Hart 1-2-3 Kid on our list.
Okay. It's only 5 minutes long.
Yeah, 3 minutes and 37 seconds is what okay. I have.
Yep. And it was the greatest match of under 5 minutes ever. And I'm like, well, how's this possible? I went back and watched it, and it was like, holy shit, this was so good.
So go ahead.
No, we just have to watch that.
Well, and this is why I put the timestamps on our Tom and I have just a huge spreadsheet that we kind of use for these things. And that's why I actually put the timestamps on these, because we've got a bunch of matches that were rated super high in that, like, you know, same type thing. And so that one is one of the shorter ones we covered. That one, I'm just kind of skimming through the list here so I can give you some of these ones. I've got a 1-2-3 Kid Razor Ramon that was 2 minutes and 12 seconds. I don't know if you got that one on your list. No. So again, here we go. Owen trying.
Yeah. So Owen kind of trying to get up the cage.
I've got a,
this has to be the most attempted exits in a blue cage match in history.
How about Jake the Snake versus Steve Austin in the King? That was a 4-minute match for the King of the Ring 1996. That was another short one. A lot of King of the Ring matches, very short.
Well, you got to think, because these guys are wrestling multiple matches the same night, that it just wears on your body.
Owen and Razor had a King of the Ring match 1994. That was the finals for that one. Yep, of course.
So they're on top of the...
Oh, trying to throw each other's faces into the cage.
I mean, these two are just beating the shit out of each other.
They're up on the top rope.
You don't practice this stuff. It's just, I mean, they're doing so many like awkward moves off the ropes and off the cage. It's just, I mean, I'm sure they practice some of it earlier in the day, but it's, I mean, you're not doing this stuff regularly.
Well, and I always go back to what Brian Pillman Jr. said when we were talking to him about just, hello. Owen trying to hold onto the cage and Brett kicking his arm out. Brett climbing. Yeah, anyways, what Brian Pillman Jr. said about like building your stamina up, like it's a 30-minute wrestling match. Like, and it, you know, when people like my girlfriend finally has gotten to the point where she's like, okay, this is real. Like, yes, like the story is scripted and some of that is pre-planned, but like what they're doing in the ring, yeah, like it absolutely hurts. They're putting themselves through tables, they're taking these dives, like, and so you know, yeah, it's guys and men and women, I say, wrestling in their underwear. Like, oh, Brett, oh, Jesus. Owen, full speed, kind of off the ropes into Brett, both guys laid out. Yeah, and I wonder, like, you know, when you and I will never, like, know, like, to these guys calling it in the ring. Like, how much of this is them calling it in the ring? You know, there might be, a half dozen spots they knew they wanted to hit, but, like, you know, the arm kick. But at the same time, like, you still got to put a 30-minute match together impromptu.
rest of these top 10 Owen matches, Owen and Davey versus Sean and Steve match from Raw. Here's one I wasn't expecting. Owen versus Jushin Thunder Liger, New Japan in 1991.
Huh. Okay.
Owen Triple H at WrestleMania 14. And then Owen Steve at SummerSlam 97. So, I mean, you know, some great matches in his career, some great feuds. It would have been fun to see what else he could have done, especially, gosh, like during the tail end of that Attitude Era. I mean, you know, 99, 2000, 2001. You know, you think all the great workers that were in the company then. Boom, there's your superplex. Big ass superplex.
Kids going crazy. Both got nobody moving after it. Yeah, but the crowd going crazy. The Hart family all in the front row. Yep.
There's a bunch of the sisters in the front row. They all look the same. Yeah. Big. I mean, the superplex just, I mean, it looked so impressive just the way they did it.
Great selling there from Brett. He can't even get his head up. Yep.
I mean, look how heavy they're breathing, man. I mean, they're, I don't want to say gassed, but I mean, they're working hard.
Brett trying to get up still. Second attempt, trying to kind of sit up. Can't do it. Here we go. Finally, maybe third. Nope. Oh, boy. Nope. There we go. Finally, maybe. Owen just dead, not moving, like nothing happening. And Brett slowly crawling. Could this be it? Finally. I think we could have, Owen stirring. Brett just dragging himself, but here comes, everyone's on their feet. Yep. And Owen grabs his boot.
Yep. Owen got him
and just pulls him back in. Jesus. And we keep going. Uh-oh, here we go. Owen locking in the sharpshooter.
He's just such a good heel.
Great visual. Yep. Yeah, of just, Owen just cranking it back on Brett. Yep.
Hey, I'll tell you something. You were bitching about it. And I think it's a big thing online. And I'll tell you that I don't think I noticed it until recently, but now that I've noticed it, I can't stop not noticing it. It's driving me insane. Huh. The Kevin Dunn quick cuts.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Dude, it's actually like really bad. You know, like you said,
for years, like, man,
like I know that, but I never realized how bad it is. And I swear it's gotten worse. Like there was a spot. I can't remember if it was Money in the Bank or if it was in like a Raw and SmackDown afterwards where,
got Owen tapping out and how Brett reversed it.
The only thing this match is missing is some blood, and I'm not a big blood guy, but this could have used it. Yeah. There was a table spot and I can't remember who went through a table, what match it was. You couldn't see it.
Yep.
Cause they just went away from it.
They've got a lot of like the tactics he uses too, is they will slow down the replay until the moment of impact, which I hate, which I want to see a slow-mo of the moment of impact unless they want you to see it because they feel like that it's like a, you know, the filming tactic, like speeding it up to make it look more violent than it is. Yikes. Both guys falling off the top rope now. After Owen kind of punched Brett, they just both laying out. Yeah. So that the replay has always been that way. It chair shots are terrible right now. Every single swing of a chair shot gets a quick cut.
So it's like when the actual impact happens, whether you go through a table or get hit by a chair, it's switching the camera angle.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Yep.
I mean, what's the point? Is it to like make it feel like it's more impactful? Is it so that if it's not a good swing or like not a square hit and it looks fake, it won't look fake? Like I don't understand it.
There's a lot to it. Yeah. And it was actually for years, I've, you know, listened to the Cultaholic guys too, and shout out to them. And like, you know, they really shined a spotlight on it for me for years ago, but yeah, this is like, yeah, it's sad because there are certain times where it's so noticeable. It's like disgusting. And so, yeah, both guys now on the outside, Brett and Owen punching each other. Owen. Yep. Kind of both guys getting bounced off the cage at this point. Oh, uh-oh. Boy. And Owen's tied up. and Brett jumps down as Owen is kind of hung up by the cage. His legs just kind of wrapped in there.
Place goes nuts.
Uh-oh. Jim Neidhart now.
Jim Neidhart hits Davey Boy, takes out Diana.
And now hitting Brett on the back as well, too.
So the anvil is in wrestling tights.
Yep. I mean, why wouldn't you be? You got to be ready to go, man. This is just like you got to be able to defend a belt at any point if you own one. You always got to be ready to go.
Okay, and I forgot that Anvil is just coming back to the company at this point.
Yep. And so you got him dump. So you got Anvil and Owen kind of dumping
Brett your winner
back in the ring. Yep. Uh-oh, Anvil reaching in the tights. Oh, and he's locking the cage. That'd be comfortable. He had to sit at ringside for 30 minutes with a chain link in his fucking underwear.
Or for the entire show.
Yeah, I know. And so now nobody can get in. And Owen beating up on Brett. Yep. He's struggling.
Oh, he can't. Is he not figuring out how to get it?
No, he got it. Yep, there okay, we go. He got but it. That was like a Roman being on handcuff. That took an obnoxious amount of time to get it right.
You know,
I got both guys beating up on Brett. Yep. You got Hart family members trying to climb into the cage, and both guys just getting beat up. And he got punched in the dick. You got Bulldog trying to climb now. He gets knocked down. Boy, this has turned into madness.
Wow.
Ooh, that was stiff. Neidhart, that was a hard punch through the cage. Jeez. This is like a video game here. You got people climbing on all sides of the ring and you're just trying to keep them out. The slow climb. Some of these people,
it's quite a visual.
Yeah.
Well, and it's, oh, that one took a stiff and then, oh, that one's screwed. Oh, guy's just hanging back there. Oh, Davey Boy's got the shirt off and he's
got the vest off. Get it right.
The vest off. How many times he'd been knocked down?
Right.
So, and you know, this is going to continue, but it's Survivor Series. We're going to get that Bob Backlund thing.
Yep. Yeah, we'll talk about that. So, yeah, we want to let this play out. We can talk about the aftermath.
Yeah, we'll comment on anything here, but let's get into the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
This got crazy, man. I'm a fan of what's happening, but, yeah, this got nutty. And just like overall, the match itself, just great. Like that exceeded my expectations on that.
100%, 100% exceeded my expectations as well.
Yep. Absolutely. So what happened here? They're finally, Owen and Neidhart are finally out of the ring. All the rest of the Harts are in the ring. They had to cut the padlock off. They're checking on Brett. As Owen and Jim are kind of walking up the ramp to get out of there. Yeah, but as you said, Brett was actually scheduled to defend his title against Bob Backlund at Survivor Series. The stipulation on this one, though, was that you had to force your opponent's corner to throw a towel in the ring, you know, the kind of boxing adage of throwing the towel in, so a fighter can't kind of go on anymore. And so, but you had Davey Boy in Brett's corner and you had Owen in Backlund's corner. And it kind of playing out at this point, Owen still being a part of this, you had Owen and Davey Boy kind of getting into it outside of the ring to where Davey Boy got hurt and could no longer throw in the towel for Brett. You had Backlund who put Brett in the crossface chicken wing, and Owen like kind of feigning, you know, that he was, you know, feeling bad about that. But then convincing Helen to throw Brett's towel in the ring. And so because of that, Backlund winning the title and Owen celebrating because he had cost Brett the title. And so interesting how it kind of played out with that. And so you also then had Owen preventing Brett from regaining the title at Royal Rumble in 1995, actually interfering with a match between Brett and at the time who was the new champ Diesel as well. And then you really had Brett Really after Royal Rumble, it kind of, I almost like fizzled. I feel like, you know, they had a few matches after this, but Brett just kind of beat him every time. And that was really the end of it. And so Owen kind of went on though to win the tag team championships from the Smoking Guns at WrestleMania. He actually had the secret partner of Yokozuna at the time.
Big surprise and really good surprise. They were a good tag team together.
They were. Yep. And so, so then you had Jim Cornette and Mr. Fuji managing them as well too, who of course were already managing Yokozuna. And so you got to figure, even if, you know, Brett with Cornette and no matter how you feel about him and Mr. Fuji, like good pairing there, absolutely, with Yokozuna and kind of, you know, nice little stable really. So, good stuff. And so defending, defending the titles quite a few times, kind of winning and then eventually losing to Shawn Michaels and Diesel at In Your House, which would have been the third In Your House, or as it is now, as we talk about it, it is now affectionately referred to as In Your House 3 triple header, taking place in Saginaw, Michigan, my home state, because three belts were on the line. And so the triple header, there was one match, where three belts were on the line. And so that was the, you had Diesel and Michaels taking on the Bulldog in Yokozuna at the time. And it was for the tag team championships, the Intercontinental Championship and the World Heavyweight Championship. So just kind of a weird one. So a rematch though, Survivor Series, Hart, you know, that, and that's kind of what happened with Owen. But then the Survivor Series rematch, Hart actually beating Bob Backlund. It was an I Quit match at WrestleMania 11. And Brett, not a fan of that match, as he said in his book, it was probably the worst pay-per-view match I've ever had. So, it was not a great match. So, but where are we at on this one? Of course, PWI Owen, numero 10, Brett,
wow,
1994 and number one.
Okay.
And so kind of short reviews on this one and it really interesting reviews on this one too. So Wade had, I didn't dislike SummerSlam, but I didn't particularly like it either. It gets a 3.5 rating, a marginal thumbs down. Overall,
Wade Brett gave it 3.5.
Wade, that's the show as a whole. But then Wade of the match, that Brett versus Owen Hart was too long, too repetitive, and too methodical to be a show saver. The event needed a show saver match to be considered for a mid-range score. Wade only gave this one 3 stars, which feels counterintuitive to this point now because as we typically see the flip side to this. You have Dave Meltzer, though. This probably won't win match of the year, but it beat their WrestleMania match, and I believe it'll be years before we see a cage match under these limiting circumstances that is this good. 5 stars.
Wow.
So Meltzer gave it 5. Wade gave it 3. Tom, where do you sit on this one? And as I asked you last week, I'll ask you this week again, too. Which match are you picking out of the WrestleMania or the SummerSlam match?
I like this match better than the WrestleMania match.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it was, I get that it was a touch repetitive, but what the hell else are you supposed to do in the cage? You know, it's like, that's what I said. I find cage matches very difficult. It's so limiting. There's just not a lot you can do. So I'm looking at it as a cage match. And I thought as a cage match, it was very, very good. Crowd was into it. Felt like either guy could win, back and forth, super stiff. I love most of the storyline. I didn't love the Backlund stuff at the end there, but otherwise, if you look at everything leading up to this, WrestleMania 10, you know, payoff, aftermath, build, I'm going to give this one an 8.
Okay.
So I would not say 5-star match, but I wouldn't say 3-star match. You know, I'd say it on the 5-star, if you're looking at like what that match was, I think it's probably, you know, 4.25, 4.5. So I'm closer to Meltzer in that regard.
This was, I'm with you. I'm actually, I'm going to give this one an 8 as well. I think I actually want to go back and rewatch this with all the crowd reactions. Like, you know, you and I watch this, you know, we occasionally turn the sound on, but we don't always have it on. And so based on how they were reacting, I think that would change. It may actually raise my score a little bit if I was watching it that way. I'm with you as well too. While I think the opening match of WrestleMania was, you know, it's set a bar that was very, very high. That match probably, you know, had a little bit more diversity and kind of what they were doing. But again, like you said, they were in like a cage. So you got to make the best with what you have. And they put on a 30-minute match where they beat the hell out of each other. And it was a great match. Like, and you had no clue who was going to win or what, you know, what direction they were going to go. And so I absolutely think that, you know, it was just worth it. It was good. And I was impressed with it. So yeah, eight for me, eight for you. And as I haven't said it in a while, I think I probably could, like I said, probably get a little bit more, but more than a lot of the matches that we've watched in a while, I was definitely sports entertained.
Yeah, I mean, really good, really good. Again, I get some of the knocks. I mean, to me, it wasn't like a perfect 5-star match. A little long, maybe a little repetitive, but man, pretty damn good overall, especially given the limitations that you're going to have in that style of match.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Great, great feud, man. I mean, you know, it's funny too. It's fun too to think about like that feud in this era. Like you probably get what? 3, 4, or 5 matches. You probably get a Hell in a Cell match. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah. it's interesting to think, you know, there's so much I like about like previous eras, but you also go, okay. And I think I may have mentioned this before, but Hogan Warrior, what if you had three matches in that series? What if you got more Hogan Savage? What if you got more of these guys? What if you got more, you know, of a lot of these feuds that we had over the years? We didn't get a lot of, you know, because it wasn't 12 kind of A shows. It was either some B shows like In Your Houses, or it was just the traditional 4 or 5 pay-per-views. So
right.
you would have gotten more of it. Doesn't mean it would have been better, but it might have been. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. So well, at time I feel almost like embarrassed by myself because we've gone this entire show and I've yet to remind our fans that 20% off manscaped.com, all kinds of good products, all kinds of good stuff. You get 20% off free shipping. All you got to do is use the promo code payoff. It supports us. It makes it so we can keep putting on the shows that we're doing. And we, of course, thank you for all that stuff. It's, you know, it doesn't matter. You order something little, you order like the whole, you know, the kind of full, the performance package 4.0 and get all the different stuff to kind of try it out. It's absolutely worth it. Of course, that's manscaped.com, promo code payoff for 20% off and free shipping. So
yeah,
had to get it in there.
No. And so right now the package, the performance package 4.0, it's $217 worth of stuff for $119. Plus, then yep. you get the 20% discount using code payoff. Then
totally worth it.
Yep. You get free shipping. Yeah. So for about $100, you can get the 4.0 lawnmower, which is, you know, the electric trimmer. You get the weed whacker, which is ear and nose, anti-chafing ball deodorant, ball spray toner, and shaving mats. Oh, plus you get the travel bag and the boxers. The boxers are actually some of the nicest boxers I own. And the travel bag's really nice too. So that's a hell of a package for under $100.
I like the t-shirt too. I got the t-shirt. Don't forget the t-shirt as well. And kind of, you know,
for under $100.
Yep. It's all worth it.
So. Yeah. It's a hell of a deal.
Good stuff.
All right.
Well, send them home, Tom.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. I'd plug next week's episode, but Jeff didn't tell me what it is. So I don't know, but
You want me to spoil it? We're coming to the end here. I
feel like, go ahead.
Again, it's rematch once again. It's a match that you talked about during the show. We're going back SummerSlam 2000, Tag Team Championship, ooh, tables, ladders, and chairs. We got Edge and Christian versus the Dudley Boys versus the Hardy Boys. And once again, another rematch. So there you go.
All right. I like
good stuff.
That'll be a fun match. So cool. Well, thank you guys, as always, for joining us on an all-new episode of The Payoff.